Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.
It's the Football Manager Football Show. It is episode number 163. My name is Ken McGuire, which means this week you are who?
20 sock pilots.
Oh, that's pretty all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
You've been listening to about 21 pilots?
Oh, fucking banging out of it. I'm clanging and banging in the gym, brother.
I was introduced to 21 pilots. Actually, it's a while ago now. It's probably kind of a pre-COVID thing. And then the band that I was playing in at the time, we ended up covering a couple of 21 pilots songs.
Oh, what did you cover?
We covered Heathens. Do you know? I can tell you. I know there's a Spotify playlist.
Because, like, you know, that comes from the Arthur Miller play, All My Sons. I played George Deaver in All My Sons before, as I flex my mouse skills.
Oh, yeah.
I seen 21 Pilots play at the VMA Awards, and I was like, these are unbelievable. They play car radio. Then I went to see them.
For the shit that they can do, you're like,
and they were in the Academy. So I seen them in the Academy.
In Dublin?
Yeah.
Academy's a tiny venue.
I know. This is before they got big. And then they were amazing. The drummer came out on, like, a sheet of wood and was like passed around the crowd while he was playing drums. And then I seen him in the Three Arena then when they were massive.
Dang. Oh yeah, they were like super, super big. There's two or three songs there. What's the one that's kind of, oh Jesus, I need to find out what the name of the song is. But tell me how your week has gone before we do the Football Manager stuff. You were back wrestling training.
Back wrestling training. It was class. I did vertical suplexes. I've taken vertical suplexes.
Wait, that's like fucking whoop.
Whoop. All the way up in the air by.
Dang.
Spine busters and the Lark. Bought WWE 2K24. WWE, not WWE.
Of course you did.
Because I was like, oh no, it's €100. I can't afford it. And then I was like, oh fuck this, I'm buying it.
Stressed out and ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, two fucking quality chants.
WrestleFan Wrestle Show's going really well. Lots of videos, and my whole life is videos. Had two comedy stand-up nights. They went well.
You've done pretty well since our rush job of the podcast last week. You've had a busy few days.
Yeah, well, that's why it was a rush job. We've both had a busy few days.
We did, to be fair.
How's your food stuff?
Food stuff is flying. It. Restaurant Awards are in Kilkenny tonight. I was a judge for it this year. As in the Irish Restaurant Awards.
You should do a Food Only Fans.
I should probably do a Food Only Fans where people pay me loads of money to talk about food or just look at food or look at me looking at food.
Yeah,
or
just like eat a big plate of beans on toast.
Well, people do that. I've seen that, like, the weirdest of, it's just going to, like, spend 25 minutes watching this guy eat pizza, and then I'm going to watch him eat pizza and eat a burger after the pizza.
Well, that's all that mukbang stuff.
That's what it's called.
Mukbang.
There's a name on anything these days.
It's disgusting. I don't like any of that or any of that ASMR shite. No! Stop! That's literally defiling my ears.
Tell me, Castle Warren, how you doing?
We haven't played a fucking match in ages.
Yeah, was it your B team that I saw videos of then?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, okay. What story with the league?
I think we're coming second.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
In the case of our scoreline.ie Division 1.
Yes. Obviously, it's hard to compete with the likes of Evergreen, but look, it's going well. We're on course for promotion, so we'll see how it goes.
Hey, man, you're a Premier Division team next year. That'll be all right.
Yeah.
Do it well. Kilkenny Soccer Podcast also going well?
Yeah, I think so.
Sneaky plug for more podcasts.
There's lots of podcasts. Like, if you're not into Kilkenny Soccer, you can still listen to it. It's just me and Davey just having sideline chats, sometimes erring on the side of controversy, but, you know, that's what happens when you have open, honest conversations. You risk offending a lot of people, and that's maybe what we did. Ethan Hawken was on to me, actually. He was on my gram.
Okay.
Yeah, so what he said is he's looking to start a League of Ireland save on his phone.
This is the thing. This is because...
Maybe you got it from the Netflix sub.
I forgot that was the thing. But this is because his laptop no longer runs Football Manager.
Bullshit!
No, that's what he said. Because he sent a message saying that he's gone and he's decided to do his League of Ireland save. He picked Waterford because you picked Waterford.
Oh, no, I told him to pick Waterford, yeah. Wait, does he have this on tweet?
Yeah. X. So he says Shane picked Waterford. He's doing it on the phone. He has a week off for his birthday. Imagine getting a week off for your birthday. Imagine just being, not like having to take a week off, but just being given a week off for your birthday.
Well, he asked me, he said, who should I go with? And I said, Waterford United. They just got Paul Rickamond and they just got promoted last year. You could look get Gavin Houlihan as well because he's a former Waterford player. And he goes, I've actually had Porrick at Newport a few years ago and loved them. And my aim is to take them to Champions League glory and build the national team.
Nice.
And I said, look, Porrick is an absolute sound skin because I've interviewed him numerous times. Yep. He's doing really well in the League of Ireland. And yeah, you'll love it.
Class. Well, very best of luck if you can get through that and get through a League of Ireland save. He'd success with Pats years ago with or with his overpowered Kilkenny City. It's been a while. Before that, he'd been with Fuenlabrada. That's an
that's not Irish.
I want to know why it's not loading for you, because I had a thing with the Mac and then it not for you, for Ethan.
It wasn't loading for me because I had to fucking do all that fucking
the updates that you absolutely forgot about last week that we kind of also forgot about.
We were in a rush job, Ken,
and then it ended up kind of eating into all of our studio time, but we got through it in the end. We're there. So this week we have more Premier League action, so we're back in the Premier League side of things. Actually, in reality, Liverpool and Man City ended up playing each other, could not be separated again, as always, 1-1. So league is kind of looking a little bit like us, except when we played each other last
week. Well, no, I'm 10 points clear, so
yeah, I know, yeah. To be fair, so the Champions League, Jesus, Webb, the Premier League as it stands, as a reminder, we have 9 games left in the league. Man City are top, 25 wins from 29, 77 points. Liverpool in second, but it's alright, lads, we've already secured safe passage to the Europa Conference League.
Woo! From your Caribbean Cup.
I know, yeah. It's so good. 67 points. Spurs.
I don't think it's called the Caribbean Cup anymore. It's just the Milk Cup. That you won the Milk Cup. Congratulations.
Was it a Milk Cup years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I was just wanting to bring back the Intertotal Cup. I know we had that previously, but it's a thing and it should be there. 59 points for Spurs in third. Carling Cup. What was the one? What was the one the last time Liverpool and City were playing in it? Before Carabao took it over, it was like a kind of a one and done. It's like you couldn't have just left it as the Coca-Cola Cup.
Oh, that was great. What's with all the C's?
I don't know. Like, Carabao is an energy drink. Coca-Cola is practically an energy drink.
Is Carabao? I'm guessing
somebody is like, oh, we won the insurance cup.
So over the 3 decades, the competition went on to have a number of different sponsor titles. The Milk Cup, the Littlewoods Challenge Cup, the Rumblows Cup, the Coca-Cola Cup, the Worthington Cup.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one you're thinking of.
No. Well, yeah,
The Carling Cup, the Capital One Cup.
That's it. Capital
and now
One.
The Carabao
Cup. That was kind of I think Capital One was an insurance.
That's what all the C's, bro.
Yeah. Maybe it's just somebody in the sales office.
It's the C list cup, because you have the League Cup, the FA Cup, and then the C Division Cup that no one gives a shit about.
Except when they win it and they go whoop, 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 whoop.
They become fucking your man from Futurama. What's his name?
I just remembered the Homer Simpson thing spinning on the floor going whoop.
What's your man's name?
I don't know. I never watched Futurama. We've got the Premier League side. It's a thing. I was more of a Family Guy than a Futurama. I was more American Dad than other stuff.
Yeah, but do you remember when Futurama came out and Matt Groening like had all that fucking
had all that Futurama money?
Yeah. Zoidberg.
We got Premier League action anyway. So, because we are in the Premier League and we've got 9 games left, I've got Southampton first, and then we're going into the Champions League next. So we're heading for the Champions League
quarterfinals. I'm up against Leicester.
You've got Leicester. That's fair. Well, Leicester riding high ish.
Are they?
I don't know. I think I
have Leicester, Real Madrid. I can't pronounce Leeds any other way. Leeds.
Yes.
I'm going to go against Leicester, Real Madrid, Leeds, DS, Real Madrid again. West Ham.
Jesus Christ. The press are saying that Liverpool have struggled on the road for a long time now. Why can't I put an end to the misery? What?
Struggling to get up, Ken. You have erectile dysfunction.
This is crazy.
So Ken, what's good foods to stop you from having erectile dysfunction?
Cinnamon.
Is it?
Give it a little kind of pep in your step.
See how he knew that one.
Boom.
Knew it straight.
Actually, do you know what's really interesting, right?
What?
And this will be a totally nerdy food thing that will come up at some other stage. Is I was listening to a podcast from the BBC. Actually, it's BBC's food programme. They do it on BBC Four. If you're in the UK, you can probably listen to it on a radio. In Ireland, you got to do it on the podcast side of things. But it's the level of fraud in spices.
What?
So you go and you want to buy oregano.
You're actually buying marijuana.
No, you're buying, for a lot of people, you're buying olive leaves and they're just fucking chopped up and sold off as this. Or cinnamon that's been tainted with lead to give it a colour. But there's
lead is, that's meant to be bad, isn't it?
I know it's meant to be bad. This is a thing. But like, because people go mad for spices and spices tend to cost a lot of money when you're buying really nice ones, that it's obviously like a high thing for a criminal enterprise. I don't know. It's an interesting one. Anyway, we got Premier League action to look forward to. It is round 30 of the Premier League. We're nearly done. Jesus Christ almighty. And my assistant manager, oh no, it's the under 21s. I was like, my assistant manager is telling me to play Freddy Kalanga as a lone midfielder.
Freddy Kalanga.
And Udrago up top. Doo-doo. In fairness, I have a banging under 21s team. Jaros is in goal, overage. I got little Timmy Ryan as a right back. Ben Doig is still playing left back. Kalanga's in midfield. Endrick as a left winger. We've got Angelo as a right winger, and we've got Udrago up top.
Udrago.
Leicester versus Man City, Everton and Wolves, Fulham and Sheffield United.
It's Leicester.
Man United versus Arsenal, fourth place, seventh. Newcastle and Leeds, Norwich and Bournemouth, Forest and Chelsea, Southampton hosting second place Liverpool, Spurs and Aston Villa, West Ham and Brentford. Do we figure out yet when you can win the league?
It's not going to be in the next game. I have no midfielders available to me.
I have loads of people there.
I don't. Maybe I'll throw in Calvin Phillips.
Harvey Elliott. Oh my God. If Harvey Elliott is on the left hand side, where is. Oh, he's not. He's in midfield. Interesting. Harvey Elliott as a centre mid. No. We play a little bit of Curtis Jones as a centre mid. Oh, fuck. I forgot last week we were destroyed by injuries.
Yeah, so was I.
Ramos gone for 3 weeks. Jude Bellingham is out for. Oh, fuck. Jude Bellingham is out for 8 weeks.
I have Kieran Trippier.
That's Jude Bellingham's season over.
I have Kieran Trippier. That's what you get for playing him in the fucking cup, you stupid cook.
Oh, no. What was I thinking? Luis Diaz out for 4 months. That's Luis Diaz's season's over. Connor Bradley out for 5 weeks. Jesus, Ken, this is bad.
Oh man, my team is bad here.
Oh wow, this is very. I wasn't expecting this level of.
Don't worry, we're disappointment. We'll both lose. I have Kieran Trippier starting left back.
Okay.
I have Calvin Phillips, who is not fit, starting in centre mid. I have Weahee starting instead of Erling Haaland.
I don't want to play today.
Well, so you're going on the bench then.
No, I don't want to be on the bench. I want to just start at home playing video games. Eat Doritos, the blue ones, and drink some Mountain Dew.
He does like the blue ones. I've selected one substitute outside the match squad. Is Alisson in goal? No, fucking Queeving Keller is in goal. Banner. Oh my God. Is Alisson injured?
Ken, I apologise as well. I had a pizza from Primo's last night.
Oh fuck, Alisson is injured.
And I'm farting like a mad joke.
Why did you go to Primo? I thought you didn't like pizzas from Primo, that they were kind of soggy in the boxes.
Yeah, I know, but that's for delivery. Now that I live like...
you can afford to walk down to the restaurant.
Literally, I put on It's a Sin by the Pet Shop Boys when I was leaving the house, because that's going to be my wrestling entrance song. And by the time the song was over, I was back at my house. That's how close Primo is.
Damn. Yeah. Damn. Oh yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah. Because you've moved home. You're in the little thingy up by the thingy.
What do you mean little thingy?
I should explain that.
My parents' house is massive.
By little thingy, I mean the little housing estate, as in the housing estate behind that building that was supposed to be the medical centre thing that now is...
Probably the most affluent area of Loughboy.
Is it still empty?
Which isn't saying much.
No. Right, let's get stuck into it. Southampton are 10th in the form table. We're second. But they are 17th in the league table, which means if history is anything to go by, I struggle against teams that are just in or outside the bottom three.
Okay, here we go. Kick off against Leicester. Man City only one shot, none on target so far, but it is 8 minutes in. We seem to be the team that's in a more dominant possession. Highlight now, here we go. Oh, it's a highlight for Leicester. Okay, Ederson has it. Rudiger out to Trippier. Slush puppy over to Diaz. Oh, it's a good play. Oh, it's a very good play. Kyle Walker with the overlap. Oh, Weahee just heads over.
Fucking 30 seconds on the clock and Southampton absolutely dominating the early possession. Get the first shot away and Queeveen Kelleher within a whisker of conceding that
whisker.
Goal.
Cool whip. Leicester, Dewsbury Hall has a corner. Oh, James Justin just heads it over.
We got a goal at St. Mary's. It's Moise Caicedo on the right wing, finds Barella inside the box. Yunus Musa is on the spot, has nowhere to turn. Trent Alexander-Arnold is on a run in on the right hand side, hits it first time. It's gone past poor old Gavin Bazunu.
Oh, looks like it's a penalty to Leicester. No penalty. It was a dive. Book him, ref.
Referee, give him back the penalty.
Midas Caicedo doing well for you. That little 100 million squad player.
2-0. Yunus Musa in the middle. Tees up Mo Salah.
Yunus Musa.
Then Nicolò Barella.
Yunus Musa.
Finds Mo Salah again at the 6-yard box. But Gavin Bazunu, lads, the future of Irish football, he is not. He's had a fairly torrid time. Cuiven Callagher or Gavin Bazunu? Pick one.
Cuiven.
For future number one Republic of Ireland.
Cuiven, yeah. He's shown that he can represent a top side at top level, whereas Gavin Bazunu couldn't get into the City squad and then got relegated.
Yeah, I'd be...
Even though he is playing a lot more football, but...
3-0! 3-0! Andy Robertson... We've got where every Liverpool player is in the Southampton half, but it's Adam Hulsek on the left wing, gets a start ahead of Diogo Jota, fires across into the back post. Mukoko it is that heads it down, and it's Yunus Musa who's standing in front of Gavin Bazunu, gets it on his foot and just flicks it into the back of the net. Nicolò Barella is having a great game.
It's still nil all in this game, and Leicester are not backing down. They seem to be getting the better of me after the opening 20 minutes. We're not really offering anything up top. Well, he needs to come off. Slush Puppy definitely needs to come off because he's after going down injured. Oh, it's a goal, Timo Werner! Coming up against Manchester City, his old squad in this game. It's 1-0 to Leicester.
Yes, yes, yes.
A few little subbies now are going to have to be made considering that Slush Puppy is down injured. This is absolutely... I'm going to rate the riot act. Throw water bottle. What was that? Get your fucking act together. Appeared to lack belief, a lot of the players.
There's a Kyle Walker-Peters playing for Southampton.
Oh, wow.
Any connection to Kyle Walker? He's also a right back.
Haaland is coming on, and so is Fifi Fifo-Dum. We need to start fucking doing better. Players have lost confidence. So the
come on, Leicester, my old boys.
Rudiger has the ball in centre-back Diaz. We're just passing it around the back. There's no attacking gumption. We need to be a bit more like... I have been direct on the fucking thing.
A direct isn't good enough though.
No.
Is direct not a little bit more kind of long ballish territory?
Nah. Yeah, but like we're side passing it. Dembele now. Oh no, he lost it. But like we're just... all the ball is back at my centre backs just trying to find it. Oh, Giovanni Reyna gets a goal. It's going to review. It's disallowed.
Yes.
It's still 1-0 to Leicester.
Yes, Leicester. Yes, Leicester. Just want to hear Harvey Barnes scoring for Leicester.
Pingo Gringo needs to come on. Oh, nearly a goal for Leicester. Good save by Ederson.
Well, it's gone halftime in St. Mary's. It's 3-0 to Liverpool. Trent on the 7th.
It's 2-0 to Leicester.
Really?
Yeah, Timo Werner got another goal.
Boom! Timo! Oh! They should do the whole kind of thunderclap for Timo Werner. He deserves it. The performance that he's putting in. Oh, it's Werner on 45 plus 2. Wait, is that just the first goal? It's telling me it's only 1-0 here.
No, it's 2-0. I bought on Pingo Gringo and Jackie Grealish.
In the second half?
Yeah, in the second half. De Bruyne loses the ball. Phillips loses the ball. Could it be 3-0?
Musa.
Oh, Ederson makes a save.
56 minutes of St. Mary's. Mo Salah's on the right-hand side. Finds Trent Alexander-Arnold. Nicolò Barella, the architect, again, anchoring all that play. There's such a love. Oh my God, the passing pattern here is so good. It's Barella. It's out to Musa. It's back to Robertson. It's over to Hulsek. Musa moves forward toward the 6-yard box. Picks it up from Adam Hulsek. He makes it 4-0. That's his second of the day. And we're going to do a little change-a-roo here because the boys are...
I've taken off boys Kieran are Trippier. Bit. This is what happens when you have no midfielders. Camavinga, Rodri... fucking Cancelo in the defence is out injured, so I had no left back. I had to play Trippier there. Relinka, Ricky Kiki was just coming back from injury, and Trippier got absolutely rinsed on the left. He was playing with a 5.9, so I brought on Ricky Kiki. Oh, right, game on. Is it goal? Review. Goal awarded. FIFA 4-4. It is 2-1. Philly Foden coming from the substitute bench at halftime gets back into the game. Can we get another goal? Leicester taking pot shots.
You're going to turn this around again.
I'm looking to hit the... I'm not hitting the ball early, and I'm not playing out of defence. Oh, it's 3-1.
The ball is in the back of the net.
It's 3-1. Sammy Braybrook for Leicester made it 3-1.
Yunus Musa with a penalty. The ball was in the back of the net, but the referee blew it back for a penalty. I'm not exactly sure what is after happening there, but Liverpool collect the penalty. Yunus Musa with two already in the bag steps up to take it, gets his hat trick. This is fantastic. Giorgio Scalvini is coming on to for Andy Robertson to close out the game. We've brought Wisdomame on for Trent. We're inside the last 7 minutes at St. Mary's. Liverpool leading the way 5-0, while poor old Leicester not so poor anymore, boys. Yeah,
you fucked up that sentence. You were going to
I
say
did I know it's poor old City
4-1. Harvey Barnes, the butcher boy.
Yes, Harvey Barnes.
Ah, the poor old butcher boy, indeed, not so poor anymore, gets a lovely girl to finish it off against Manchester City and put the old citizens to the sword. Good old 4-2, Harvey Barnes. And they're still scoring goals because Man City can't, but Leicester can. Ha ha.
4-2. Man City did score.
Yeah, no G.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Leicester.
4-3!
Oh, fuck off, is
4-3 with 3 minutes remaining.
If you get a 4 all out of this.
4-3 with 3 minutes remaining.
Gavin Bazunu, 5.9. Absolutely stink. Bequeathing Kelleher is the Irish number one all day, every day. We wind up very well. Yunus Musa played his absolute socks off, ran nearly 14 kilometres from the midfield, gets himself 3 goals. Adam Holsek, good old shift, lasted the full 90 minutes as well. Benjamin Sesko came on, played reasonably okay, but player of the day has got to be Yunus Musa for that one.
This will be it. It'll be 4-3. Yeah, it's finished 4-3.
Boom. 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 What does that mean for me? I don't know.
I'm embarrassed by that performance. Kieran Trippier appeared to lack belief. Get fucked. You'll never wear a Man City jersey again.
Yo, Yunus Musa, that was a class performance. You did really well. So we're going into the Champions League.
This is
going
to be shit.
Oh, you've got... Imagine losing to Leicester and then losing to Real Madrid. Hard to be broke.
Well, that is going to happen, like.
Okay, so with that result, that means that we've managed to narrow the gap to 7 points. So that's going to extend things out a little bit. There's 8 games left to play, so it's 24 points in total. You've got 7 points, seven out of that? I don't know, maths, 14, 15, 16? Shit, I don't know, 17 points?
I think this is going to be a lot closer than...
Than we think?
Mm.
I don't know.
The title race. Like, I tend to not be able to see it out.
Remember? What's your...
Tinkerer comes unstuck. What do you mean Tinkerer comes unstuck?
So
I didn't fucking tinker anything. I kept it the same as it always is.
I've got Newcastle, Brentford, Leicester and Man City still to play this month.
Yeah, I have Lee, DS, West Ham, the Bourne Identity Mouse and Liverpool.
And Liverpool. And in between...
Then I have United, Brentford, Tottenham and Southampton. Now, the Liverpool game could be a big one. Like if
could be.
That could be the turning.
Jesus. Well, it gives me a chance to claw back at potentially 3 points, which would be ours. But in between that, we have Benfica over 2 legs, and I also have Arsenal in an FA Cup semi-final, which means I'm going to be fucking stretched. Arsenal, so it's Champions League on a Wednesday, Arsenal on the Saturday, Brentford on the Tuesday, Leicester on the Saturday, and then City on the Wednesday to finish out April. That is a lot of games. Manager support boost Musa. Ancelotti spotted at Southampton thinks that he may be tracking Trent Alexander-Arnold to bring him to Real Madrid. Might even send him on loan over there for the next game so that, you know, he can do a job on Man City in the Premier League.
What is that sound? Never make that sound again.
Did
you see the new Man City documentary on Netflix? It's in the true crime section.
No. What? No. Really?
I don't know. Was to be a Man City documentary, it should be in the true crime.
Because I'm still waiting for them to drop a whole a date on. Because they've said they've set the date, haven't they, for the court thing or the investigation thing or the panel discussion that they're going to have about what they're going to do with City. But they're not telling people that they've set the date. And I'd imagine what's going to happen ultimately is that they'll have set the date will have actually passed, all of this stuff will happen behind closed doors and
Man City will be awarded points.
Nothing. Yeah, it's just like, oh, actually we got on that well with Man City and they're putting that much money into the league that we're giving them the league title next season as well as a just in case. While Everton are like, oh, well, we got our 10 points for reduced to 6, but we might now get hit with another 6 points because of getting done in January, and then Forest are still in trouble, and now Leicester look like they're in trouble, but now they're going to change the rules for the Premier League. Surprise, surprise. And City will still be fine.
Yeah,
that's kind of how football works, isn't it?
That is exactly how football works.
Ah, lads, look at this. Between injuries and unregistered, Bradley, Ame, Borset, Bellingham, Baji, Diaz, Ramos, Guler, Endrick, Fabio Carvalho. I can't fill my Champions League bench unless I want to throw... I actually threw another goalkeeper on it. Have I anyone on the under-21s I can bring up? It's 12 subs for the Champions League, isn't it?
Yeah. I've changed my tactical shape. Now you can call me a tinkerer.
Ben Doak. Oh, sure, he can kind of drop in at left-back. He's done that before for me. Alisson, pleased to be back in the squad. Moukoko, pleased to see Alisson back in the squad. Mo Salah, happy out. Moukoko, emboldened. Virgil van Dijk, aroused. Or just roused. We've won our last 5. Benfica have won their last 2. They've had a decent run of form of late, but we are odds on favourites. Benfica lining up with Livakovic in goal. my fucking parting gift. They've got Gilberto still there, Cittadini, Balerdi, Backer, Freddy Arsnes, Norwegian wonder midfielder is still in there, Eklund Camp in midfield, João Mario, Datra Fofana, Cornet and Gomez. They've got Sammy Suarez as their sub keeper. That's fair enough. Gaspar Ilić is there, Henrik Saar. Anybody?
Okay. I'm playing three centre backs. I have Stones, Diaz and Laporte in there. Two wing backs in the form of Mitchell and Walker, with Rodri and De Bruyne in the centre of the park. Philly Foden playing attacking midfielder with Pingo, Gringo and Haaland up top. Bye. I've changed the whole. I'm gone cautious, even though I'm at home against Real Madrid. I just had no midfielder, so I needed to somewhat supplement them in the form of defenders. And now Jeremy Pino's gone off injured. Fucking brilliant. Turn off that fucking music.
Yeah, Champions League, baby. Actually, no, we're not the champions. We haven't won the Champions League yet.
Pingo Gringo gone off injured. My season is actually
already
over. Yeah, after 10 minutes. I'm bringing on Ousmane Dembele to go up top instead of Wahee.
Other games, Arsenal taking on Bayern, Arsenal in London, and Roma hosting Borussia Dortmund. First of the highlights is going Liverpool's way. 6 minutes on the clock. Yunus Musa trying his luck from 25 yards out. Gets a long shot. Livakovic just laughs at him. Oh, sweet mother of Jesus. I'm down to 10.
Good. Nice. Haaland just heads wide. It would have been easier to score, you lazy fuck.
Diogo Jota. That is attempted murder on the left wing. What was I thinking? Send the Portuguese winger out against the Portuguese side. He has just completely fucked my midfield.
Ah, oh, Haaland again, you stupid fucking lazy bitch.
Oh, man. Have I anybody that can... We're going to have to cement... oh, Jesus. I don't even know what to do now. I can't play with no left winger. My whole reason for taking on Benfica, my whole tactical decision involves... left wing play for Robertson and Jota and Moukoko.
Real Madrid, after 37 minutes, have not got a shot.
That's okay.
I'm dominating and we can't seem to break the fucking deadlock. Demand more! Declan Rice in there, middle of the pitch, pass it back to Alba. Mateus Nunes, Tchouaméni, Militao, Mendy, Alba, Rice. Oh man, this is our goal for them. Omishin is up top for them. First shot, I guarantee it. Yes, it's a goal, Valverde. I could tell.
Valverde.
Right on the fucking stroke of halftime, like in the last fucking game. You stupid, scripted fucking cunt.
1-0.
I'm fucking unstoppable for so fucking
ten
long.
10 men.
He's gone down to 10 men, but he gets... Look, 2-0 now. 2-0.
Mo Salah. It's not Mo Salah, sorry. It's Mo Salah to Musa. Musa to Barella on the spot.
How the fuck does that happen? Two shots, two on target, 2-0. Both happening within the space of a fucking minute of each other.
Your game still says it's nil all. What did
no,
you do?
No, yeah, exactly.
Ah, no! Fuck! I'm down to 9. Is there any risk of me getting this game cancelled if I go down to 8?
Get your fucking act together!
Andy Robertson is just after pick.
You'll still
I have
win!
No left, fuck! Because Borshead's not there. I can't even make a substitution! I now have no left side. This is ridiculous. Jesus Christ. Stay on feet. Stop tackling. Fish. What am I supposed to do with this? Play within 9 men and just sit back for the day. Mid block. Oh, this is... I actually don't know what this is.
Fucking joke. That's what it is. I've changed my tactics now to go back to what I normally do. It was doing so well, they don't get a fucking shot. And then they get 2 in 2 minutes and they go 2-0 up. Fuck you, Miles Jacobson. Sort your shit out. I hate this game. Hate this game.
I got to play with 9 players.
Yeah, you'll still win. You're one up, sure.
Yeah, I'm playing with
Haaland.
Nine.
Another header missed. Get the ball in the net. That's the fundamental fucking rule of football. Kevin De Bruyne took a fucking free kick just on the edge of the area, right on the edge of the D, and fucking put it out with a corner flag.
I don't know. Sorry, I don't know what to say. I'm just.
Kingsley Coman is absolutely wrecked for them, but no, he's still fucking having a blinder.
I'm just like, how do I get my entire left side sent off? But we make it to half time. It's 1-0. It's not going to take an awful lot for Benfica to turn this around, and we're at Anfield. Come on, lads, we're 2 men down, but we can still get a result here. Yeah, individuals. I need to ball him out of it.
Erling Haaland's playing shit.
So unacceptable. Yeah, fact, so unacceptable. Andy Robertson put us in real trouble. Absolutely it did. Hands on hips. You need to calm down.
Slush Puppy is all right, like. So why did he go off injured? Did he have a foot in the last game? Did he have a little bruised fucking ego?
Oh, shit. I told Mukoko to relax, and he's like, what the fuck are you telling me to relax for? I'm up top on my own. I'd be as well playing with nobody.
Joke. I need one goal to get back into this tie.
Kanate is trying to go forward. Freddie Arsenal's. We're like, we're outnumbered all over the place. Kanate again. Tries to play forward. Mukoko. Mukoko makes it 2-0.
Are you still winning?
Yeah.
Like, that's a joke.
It's Kanate on the counter. Flicks it forward. Mukoko just has the pace. He beats Cittadini. He beats Freddie Arsenez. He gets right in front of Livakovic. Sticks it on his right foot. Side foots the goalkeeper. 52 minutes. It's Liverpool 2, Benfica 0. And we are playing with 9 at Anfield.
I'm 2-0 down. Man City or Real Madrid haven't had a shot in the second half. And I'm 2-0 down. All their shots came in the space of 44 minutes to the end of the fucking...
Bang, 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 bang. Oh, it is 44 and 45 plus one. Oh, Osimhen. Ilic, Alisson is up for the corner. That's okay, 63. Flaming Nora.
Kyle Walker's injured now.
Yunus Musa. I think we just need fresh legs in midfield.
Fucking headphones. What's happening?
I'm going to have to take Mukoko off, I think. Okay, take Mukoko off, but put Adam Hulsek on and then hope that he doesn't.
Ken, you're winning 2-0 with 9 men. Shut the fuck up and just... Go Tony Combs.
Oh, Benfica from long range just skipped the post. 65 minutes on the clock. We just have to slow this down. Like, there's nothing else we can do. Play for set pieces, maybe.
This game is genuinely frustrating me.
Other games have Arsenal and Bayern tied at a goal apiece. Ben White opened the scoring for Arsenal, and then Bayern, I should say, leveled it on 68. Roma currently beating Borussia Dortmund. No, looks like it's just gone 2-1. Dortmund with a penalty. Mansverk with the goal for Roma. And Dortmund have gone 3-2 ahead. What's left in your game? Jesus, we're on to 90 minutes. Game over?
Yeah, it's game over, yeah.
So Andy Robertson is going to be out of the second leg against Benfica. Diogo Jota is going to be out of the second leg against Benfica. But we survive playing with 9 men since the 24th minute. It's Nicolò Barella with a goal on 21. Mukoko with that second on 53. And we have a 2-0 advantage going into the second leg. We're going to play Newcastle next in the league.
I'm so unhappy right now. Two fucking back-to-back losses. Everyone's fucking out injured. Well, he fucking can't score. So Pino's out for 3 months. Walker's out for a week. I have to criticise Wahi because he hasn't fucking scored any goals.
Next leg is in Spain as well. Andy Robertson banned for one match. Maguire gets one over on Benfica.
God, if I lose to Leeds, I'm not playing the rest of the season. Are we going to fit in one more game or what?
We can fit one more game in. We've got time again. We've got time for one more.
You know what we should do? We should close down the game and then open it back up. And then suddenly I'll start fucking winning again. Because this game makes no... fucking sense.
That's completely counter to the opposite of when you're winning, don't turn it off. Don't ever, ever turn off Football Manager when you are winning games.
Not never really makes sense with this game.
We're going to play Newcastle though in 3 days. I'm Newcastle in 8th. League table, as a reminder, Spurs and Man United are after playing an extra game. So Spurs now 5 points behind me. It's City top of the table, 77. Liverpool second on 70. Spurs with 31 games played on 65. United with 31 games played on 58. Then it's Leicester and Newcastle in the other. Oh shit, I thought Newcastle were in 8th. They're not. Newcastle are in 6th. Level on points with Leicester, just behind on goal difference by a virtue of 4.
Had a team meeting, just said, look, this is going to do us fucking the world of good if we come out with a fucking victory here.
Oh, can you hold team meetings?
I was encouraged to, so I did. I think we're out first, are we?
Manchester City schedule. Sorry, you're playing West Ham on the Saturday. Yeah, you're out first.
I'm playing Leeds.
Sorry, you're playing Leeds on the Saturday. You're out first. Yeah, I might go and watch your Leeds game.
You know that fucks us up, right?
Or it could fuck it up, but because you're kind of fucked at the minute, then it could really enhance things. Fucking Barella injured. Jesus.
Oh, come on. Just give us the fucking win and make you fucking lose. It's having an injury crisis. You got 2 lads sent off in the last game. You still come away with a victory.
Yep. And I didn't even buy the editor for Football Manager 24.
Lies.
Boom.
Lies.
Save myself $9.95 or whatever it is on Steam. Diogo Jota has indicated he will do his utmost to improve his side of the game in future matches for given his dismissal. Well, he's been fined a half week's wages, so that's going to hit him in the pocket. That's all that counts. Hit him in the pocket. All eyes on the North London Derby. It's Arsenal and Spurs Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Or we're the only game of the weekend on the Sunday.
This game just has a penchant for getting on your fucking tits.
It kind of does at times, doesn't it? Certainly for you.
I just
although
hate
to be fair, I don't know. Oh Jesus Christ! Yeah, hold a team meeting. Good idea to hold a team meeting. Words of encouragement ahead of the next fixture. Crucial for our ongoing battle for Champions League qualification. I'd reiterate that we're favourites. We should be winning the match comfortably. This is make or break. This is where I can absolutely fuck it because I have a room full of egos. Boom. Okay. Go out and win the game. Some of them are encouraged. That's at least a fucking good thing.
I've Reina and Grealish in the centre of the park. Calvin Phillips is a DM. This is a bad City team.
Liverpool or Leeds going with Dragovsky. Oh, my old boy. Christensen, Buongiorno, Strike, Kiriak, Adams, Moncayola, Jake Harrison is in there, Ramsey, Sinisterra, and Jonas Wind is in there. No, I don't see. A few names missing out of Leeds, mind you. David Moyes is the boss, though. Lining up Leeds with a 4-2-3-1. Jacob Ramsby in behind Jonas Wind up top.
Game on. Right, straight away with a highlight. And we lose the ball from a tip-off. Fucking great. Great stuff, lads. Haaland needs to score. He's the top goal scorer in the Premier League. I can't remember the last time he fucking scored. Him and Foden are the first and second top scorers. Ederson comes outside his box to pick up a ball like a sweeper keeper. Jackie Grealish. Ha 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 ha.
1-0.
Oh, God.
The smile on your face.
Haaland scored and Jack Grealish set him up. Thank fuck for that. After 2 minutes, I just really want a fucking easy game. Haaland made it 2.
Did he stray offside?
No. Oh, fuck!
He did.
Now they're going to come back. No, come on. I need it. That would have been brilliant. It would have been nice to just fucking play and sail a game, make a few little subbies. We're just dicking it around the box. Reina. Oh, he loses it.
Jesus.
Stones to Phillips. Phillips out to Mitchell. Yes! Fee-fi-fo-fum! Philly Ford and Tyreek Mitchell sets him up. The lads have a bit of a fucking, you know.
I could see the weight of the world lifting off your
man,
shoulders.
Oh, man. Honestly, like. I was so annoyed. The Carabao Cup, the fucking.
It's been a tough week or two for you. Oh, this is gas.
It should be 3-0.
You should be 3-0. It's still scoreless between Arsenal and Spurs. Villa and Fulham. Wolves have gone 2-0 against Bournemouth. Chelsea lead Brentford with Mason. Oh, it's a corner for Leeds. Jack Harrison goes nowhere.
No, they still have it.
Oh, it's a post. Wow.
Their first shot.
Jack Harrison, standout player for Leeds. Everybody else is absolutely stink.
I give him a praise.
Dragovsky's already having a nightmare. He's on a 6.2 after half an hour.
Philly Foden is just running riot.
They have nobody on the right side that can hold, stack up against him. Look. Ooh, Jonas Wind.
Your man just made bits of John Stones and made it 2-1.
They think Jacob Ramsey is faking an injury to waste time.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
It's 2-1 now.
Sinisterra did well like, with that
Jonas
ball.
Jonas Wind. So it's Ramsey. It just kind of goes past the lads. No one follows in Wind. Like Wind actually outruns Laporte.
Yeah, and picks up because he was in at the start of that whole passage of play and then picks it up.
The ball just like kind of fucking clipped through him. Now we're like, and you know what happened? I praised the lads after they went 2-0 up and that's what happens.
You're okay. Still
no, it's
corner,
not, Ken. It's not
territory.
Okay. You don't know what this misery is like.
Laporte, here we go. 3-0.
No, the ball was in the back of the net, but Foden's offside. Fuck you!
Oh. United and Everton, 1-1.
Corner. I haven't been scoring for corners in 8. I can't remember the last time. Man. Yes!
Fucking City's corner against Liverpool last week. Fuck. 3-1. Parity. Not parity restored, but 3-1.
Should be 5-1.
2 goals are restored. Jack Harrison forced out. Is this half time yet?
Yeah, it's gone past the 47 minutes. Haaland needed those goals, man.
Scamacca still banging in goals for West Ham. This is 2026, by the way, and Scamacca is still banging in goals for West Ham.
Laporte to Mitchell. Laporte to Mitchell, who loses the ball. Phillips. Calvin Phillips out to Dembele. Oh yes, 4-1. Jacka Grealish. The beautiful calves. Power it.
Dragovsky absolutely stranded.
Right, I'm making a few subbies. Wee-hee is going to come on.
Since that goal from Jonas Wind, that was on the half-hour mark. Leeds haven't done an absolute top. They've had 3 shots on goal, 2 of them on target. One was that
slush
one.
Slush puppy on. And
they're at home
for Cole Palmer.
34% possession.
3 subs. Cole Palmer, Slush Puppy, and Wahi. I need to respite.
Haaland, Reina, and Philly Foden off. Oh, belter of a goal 4-2. From Adams.
Tyler Adams.
Still a half an hour to play at Elland Road. Tyler Adams on a yellow card as well just before that. Dragowski's on a 5.9. Hassle him and he's done. Strike is having a mare as well, 6.2 at the back. You're doing a lot of passing out to the left-hand side.
Mm. Goal, Man City, Cole Palmer. I've gone to OnlyComs. I couldn't live it. I couldn't live it. I couldn't watch it on this site. That restores a 10-point lead, so pressure's on you, but no doubt you'll fucking keep it going. I needed that. I needed that for my mental health, boy.
Just to take a break. Well, a 5-2 win over Leeds any day of the week. A 5-2 win over anybody any day of the week is all right.
Come on, finish it up. 5-2, good win. I feel so good. Give me the 3 points.
Give me the fucking headache of playing Newcastle.
Come on, Newcastle. Come on.
Oh, lads. Click continue. Let me play this game and let me sign off this week. My word, I need to keep that fucking gap down. Newcastle haven't had the greatest of runs. They've lost the last two games. They've drawn one. They've won two.
Ah, I've seen that your avatar doesn't have glasses. Your last one did, didn't it?
Did it?
Did your last one have glasses?
In 23?
22, maybe?
22.
Did you have glasses in one of them?
I don't know.
Maybe
did
not.
Did I do that thing?
I don't know. Maybe you did an old fucking... You know the way managers do that, like? When they like, you look at Graham Potter they and make, he goes
they
to
make,
Chelsea.
They make the mad money and they get fucking laser eye surgery.
Brendan Rodgers. They fucking...
Oh,
they pimp themselves out.
They are not reacting to anything I'm saying.
Pressure's on, baby!
The pressure is on. I held a team meeting before this. What's thinking behind a sudden change in tactical style? What sudden change in tactical style? Why was I on such a bad run away from... How are you getting your information? If you don't act, you'll have to react. Oh my word. We're underway anyway. Anfield, 3 minutes on the clock. Nothing. Trent with a throw... Mo Salah, oh,
Garvidal clears it out.
That was fucking weird. Looked like Mo Salah carried it across the line, but it stays in play. That's not troubling the goalkeeper. No kidding there, lads. Oh my fuck, I started with Udrago in midfield. I thought I changed him. What was I thinking?
Should be losing.
Jesus.
Oh my god, this game is like...
There's nothing happening.
Kurt Zuma has the ball. He gives it out to Enzo Fernandez. Enzo Fernandez makes a run. Oh, Casado gets it off him. Goes to Musa. Salah clays it in.
Back post, no.
Yeah, 16 goals this season.
Oh, Udrago did have a little hand in there. Musa, though, on the edge of the D, runs forward, lofts
like
it over the top.
You're playing a striker, you said, in the midfield position, right?
Oh, no, I was against you. That's because I didn't have any midfielders, so I just pulled I pulled Ramos back to play the middle of the park.
Like, your formation shouldn't be working either, like.
Why not?
It's too exposed.
I've got... Like three in midfield. Like I've got a centre mid
you
and
have
two defensive
midfielders. Yeah. And a centre mid.
Yeah.
You should be too exposed.
And then I have the rest of the boys doing their thing. Now, I had gone the other way. I think I had started the season more playing two midfielders and one defensive mid. And then I was like, I need to stop leaking goals because Alisson had that whole thing where, like, oh, sure, what was it? After 8 games or 10 games, he'd already conceded 14 goals or something. Oh, Jesus. What's going on at the back?
Kanat
is already booked as well.
Oh,
Enzo's
free! 7th goal of the season! Worth 100 milli vanillis, Chelsea decided. But he's gone to Newcastle probably for 10.
I think he went for 40 odd. Because I'd had him at Benfica and then he left Benfica after I left. He just couldn't bear to be without
coming
me.
Up to half time. This
went
would leave, if things currently stay as they are, this would leave a 9-point gap with 7 games left in the Premier League. With
one of those games is us.
Yeah, against each other.
You've got to win 5 games and the league is yours. I think that's quick math, but I could be wrong. 1-1 at the break. Point the finger.
Come on, Newcastle. The fog in the town is all mine, on mine. The fog in the town is all mine.
What?
Go on, Gaza.
Mokoko with a free kick on the right-hand side. Thompson.
Oh.
Ugerken sticks it out for the corner. Andy Robertson, Kanate puts it out over the bar. A few little changes. Kanate coming off. I don't like that yellow card. Darwin Nunez coming on because Adam Holzek is also on a yellow
Salah
card.
Salah running down the wing. In slow-mo. He finds Cuadrado. Oh, it's cleared. Yeah. Falls to Gnabry. Serge Gnabry just... belts are clear, but Van Dijk is the one to get it. Pass it out to Andy Robertson. Andy Robertson breaks. It's Rodriguez takes it off his foot. Back to Ugokan, who just clears it.
Lumps it forward to no one.
Lumpy.
Half an hour gone at Anfield. It's Liverpool 1, Newcastle 1.
Here, you know Lee Riggs never like got in touch after I said that thing about him and his horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if I genuinely upset him. I'm sorry, Lee.
I don't know. Did
Fuck you?
You
though.
Did you really?
Upset him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You've literally been egging him for three years.
Not egging him. Plumbing him for sure.
20 minutes left to go. It's Liverpool 1, Newcastle 0. We are just not getting anything.
Come on now. No fucking goals. Wimmer! He drives it fucking over. You stupid fucking Norbury! Serge Norbury! Oh, fucking West Brom's finest. What a fucking goal. Takes it, boom, no one on him. Oh, takes a little cheeky deflection in as well, but Alisson was getting nowhere.
That is terrible.
Oh, Vanderson now has a corner, or throw-in up on the corner flag in his own half. He's taking a sweet-ass time. He finds Kurtzuma. Kurtzuma kicks a cat and then kicks a ball. Darwin Núñez has it. Musa in the midfield, he's going to take a shot. That was a hefty touch. No one closed him down from the Newcastle defence. But it's after taking a deflection, it's gone out for a corner. Ken, would you be happy with a draw here?
No.
No. Robertson.
Would you? You'd be delighted.
Robertson. Oh, you have to get two goals, but I still think you'll do it. I still think you'll do it.
No, not at this stage. Pace of the game is too fast.
Pace of the game is too fast, says the Liverpool manager. Go on, Serge Gnabry. Fucking Tony Pulis teaching him everything that he knows.
Last roll of the dice. Harvey Elliott is on in the middle of the park. Barella
drops. Oh, he's going to make a change. Black.
Musa strikes it. Nothing happens. 83 minutes. I'm just going to watch the fucking
Oh, Newcastle have gone very defensive. They're playing three centre-backs, two centre midfielders, like, two defensive midfielders. The shots keep mounting up.
It's like Liverpool 15 shots on goal.
Oh, it's a penalty. Gavardal could be getting sent off and Sesko's gone down. You see this game? This game is absolutely in your favour. Gavardal got sent off 90 minutes plus.
Yes!
This game is so in your favour.
Okay, we get to salvage, potentially salvage a point out of this.
And it's, fucking, the keeper didn't even, that wasn't even in the centre.
And the game is over. 95, 96 minutes. It's not even a fucking sniff of a highlight. Okay, we get out of Dodge. We were doing so well. McCaulker, it's a Mo Salah penalty on 92 minutes. So that means what?
This fucking game.
Nine points. Disappointing we didn't win. At least we didn't get anybody sent off. Okay, you click continue, and then we're pretty much done and dusted. So that puts the league table as 9 points. City lead by with 7 games left to play. Liverpool second on 71. Fucking getting out of jail or what? And that's our lot for this week. There's loads to do. There's loads to talk about. There's loads to look up. You can get in touch on Twitter or X at any stage. It's at FMF Show. You can give us an email. It's podcast@fmfshow.com. You can find the archive on the website, fmfshow.com. We will be back to do it all again next week and try and finish this goddamn season out. Until next Friday, good luck.
The Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.